Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ambient Hour. My name is Constantine. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have another, I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again. I have another beautiful, warm set of atmospheric music for you tonight. That one that we just started with is, it's called Rainzo, like rainbow, but replace the B with a Z, by a band whose name I can't actually say on air because it's explicit. And that might be the most, like, well, no, I'm not going to say. I was going to say that might be the most, like, the piece with the most movement that we might hear tonight, but I don't think that's true. But there is definitely a lot of quiet stuff coming up, so... if you're trying not to fall asleep, probably a good time to tune to a different station. But yeah, all right, let's keep going. Next we have Arabesque 3 by Harold Budd, and after that it's going to be A Sea of Love by Huerco S, Totems of the Red-Sleeved Warrior by Harold Budd, and Limerence by Eve Toomer. Thank you.
me on a motherfucking camera. What the fuck are you looking like that for? Maybe. No. Get up. All of them that we made, I'm gonna put them all together. As we get older and older and older, yeah, I love a bunch of videos. Stop fucking looking at me. Say something.
Hello again. So that was Limerence by Eve Toomer. Before that, we had Totems of the Red-Sleeved Warrior by Harold Budd, A Sea of Love by Huerco S, and Arabesque 3 by Harold Budd. Yeah, I don't know. That set of songs, every time I listen to ambient music, I'm sort of thinking about like what kind of place each track exists in, or like each track like sort of brings me to. And that last set, I don't know, it sort of brings me to a beach with like tall cliffs and fog and some big rocks. I don't know. Or maybe even like underwater. But yeah, we're about halfway through the hour, which means I have a PSA to read. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Poison Ivy, PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, white, while in the fall, the leaves... Hold on. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green while in the fall. While in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, yellow, and red. I don't know why I butchered that so badly. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaf plant and you're not sure what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stand away. If you come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This next pair of tracks, oh man, one day I'm actually going to say something like substantial, but I think these next two are really beautiful, as with everything I've already played. So, yeah, this next one is Space One by Nala Sinephro, followed by Movement Six from Floating Points and Ferris Sanders. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed that one. That was Space One by Nala Sinefro. So this next one is very special to me. So it's called Movement Six, or it is Movement Six, I guess you could say, from the work Promises by Floating Points and Pharoah Sanders with the London Symphony Orchestra. This one's, so I sometimes I think about ambient music as sort of being like slowed down forms of other music, like slowed down jazz, or even sometimes like slowed down classical. And I feel like it's sort of interesting in that because of that, you can sort of like things, ambient works can almost be part of mainstream genres that don't really overlap. Like it, ambient pieces are sort of sit between genres in sort of a weird way where there's kind of neither, but also both. And this next one's a really, really good example of it. So Promises, which is, I guess, an album, or maybe just one long piece. It's nine movements. This is the sixth, movement six. My personal favorite. If you enjoy this, I would highly, highly, highly recommend listening to the whole thing. I brought up the whole genre bending stuff because I feel like this piece more than any other sits between jazz and contemporary classical in a way that I haven't really heard before. And I think there's a lot of really powerful harmonies that are, or I don't even know if harmonies are the right word, but just like feelings that come through in this piece. So I'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards because I have some thoughts, but let's give it a listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, I love that piece so much. I'm kind of at a loss for words every time I listen to it. I just feel like it builds tension in a way that, like, I've barely experienced personally, with a lot of music. It's just like, it just like builds you up, and it's like, even if you're not listening closely, like, you still just like, feels like you're tensing every muscle in your body, and then you just get this like haunting chord that just like sweeps you up and like clutches you. It's, yeah, that's a really special one for me. This next one's also really special. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about this piece that does it for me, but there's just something about it. there's something about it that just, I don't know. Maybe you'll see. It just sits inside me in a way. I sound like I'm crazy. Okay. Please enjoy Postscript by Barry Electric.